Hey, exciting week for the Mazur family. And, you know, it's not easy to get Jeff in here because he's a guy that sleeps in. Jeff, you sleep in? 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Pull that mic up there. Come on.
8 o'clock, 8:15.
You look tired.
I am tired. This is early for me.
Come on, brother. Nobody sleeps in until 8 o'clock.
Rental property. It's a good career. It's a good career.
Well, thanks for getting up early today, then. You'd normally be sleeping.
Right? No, but that's fine. Got mobile, gave me a nice fresh cup of coffee. I'm okay. Ready to go. Feeling good. Got my day started.
Good deal. Jeff's son, Carter, selected to the USA Junior team that will play in the World Junior Hockey Tournament starting this weekend, or the day after Christmas, anyway. Out in Alberta, Red Deer, Alberta, and also in Edmonton, the two locations. I believe, Jeff, the U.S. is playing in Red Deer.
Correct. So it's broken into two groups. They call it Group A and Group B. I guess we're considered Group B in Red Deer, so we have five teams in our group for a round robin. And then Group A is kind of has the same situation. And then crossover begins around game five after you complete your round robin matches.
And two of the teams are Sweden and Russia, so those are that's big time.
Correct, in our group. That's one of the things I was looking over on my way out is no one has repeated a repeat winner. United States won it last year, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
But no one has repeated since Canada took like five in a row from 2005 to 2009. So for the last, 10, 11 years, no one has went back to back. So it's a pretty big feat to try accomplishing that. And I looked over, there's United States, Sweden, Finland, Russia, Canada have all won over the last past 10, 11 years, which I found pretty interesting. It's pretty much wide open.
Yeah. I guess people that don't follow hockey, maybe like we do, don't know what a huge accomplishment this is to be picked for this team. This is the creme de la creme of young hockey stars representing the United States.
Correct. So you're looking at maybe at 18, I'll use the word forwards tryout, and they cut it down to 14. So throughout the whole United States, you have to have a birth, you have to be under 20. So it's kids that are born in 2002 and 2003 that try out for the team that are selected by the USA Development Program. The head coach happens to be from Providence this year. He's repeating as the coach, which is with his staff. So they bring kids in during the summer. They evaluate you during the summer, then they follow you the next two or three months as you play at your university or in the Ontario Hockey League, etc. Then they brought the kids back in Sunday last week, 8 days ago, had like five more tryouts, and then they selected the team. So, yes, Carter's one of 14 kids, I would say, in the United States that has the opportunity to represent the USA and try going back-to-back winning a gold.
Well, when you last left here, Carter had just been drafted by the Red Wings. He was just going to the very first tryout camp, which obviously was pretty successful, and then immediately off to Denver University to play for Denver, and got off to a real solid start. I imagine that's why he was invited back.
I would think that have a big play in the part. I think Denver, I mean, I somewhat pay attention to him. He's probably played 16, 17 games. He's averaged on a point a game, which is pretty hard to do, I would say, as a freshman, for one. And then playing in the NCHC, which is one of the toughest, arguably the toughest leagues in hockey. So he's getting a lot of ice time. He's on the second line, first line power play. So he's out there a lot. So obviously the coach of Denver believes in him, and he's producing, which hopefully that relays or converts over to, you know, a good tournament here in the junior tournament here December 26th.
How excited is he?
Very excited. It's the treatment's unreal by USA Hockey. I mean, in brief, we were in Duluth. He played Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday, USA pays. They flew him from Duluth to Detroit. Then they bus you from Detroit to Plymouth. So you have your own hotel room. You're practicing at Plymouth. And then once they picked the roster, I think Wednesday, 5 days ago, they flew him all to Calgary to try beating this new COVID bug. So they got everyone's in Calgary right now, what, 5 days ago?
And they're in a bubble, aren't they?
Yeah. They have a roommate, and they've had a couple practices, and they're waiting for one exhibition game. It used to be two. They cut it to one because of, again, the COVID. And, like, the first game, official game, is December 26th. And one of the best things about this is it's all televised. Every game is on NHL Network, which I think just comes through your normal Comcast channel. I don't think you have to have any special packages to get channel 259, and you can watch every game. You just got to remember it's a two-hour time difference.
Yeah, they start, I believe, Sunday night. What? It's kind of late.
7:30 Calgary time. Well, Red Deer. I keep saying Calgary.
So it'd be
Red
a 9:30 Deer. Our time.
Right. And then I think their next game's at 2:30 on the 28th, but don't quote me. If you just Google World Juniors Hockey 2022, and it's got the schedule, players, interviews, it breaks down a lot of good information. They're even following the team and doing a memoir, like a documentary on the whole thing. It's a big deal. I mean, it's new to a kid who's 19 years old to kind of have this special treatment, per se, and represent your country.
Yeah. It's like a local kid almost being in the World Series. It's that huge in the hockey community. Now, I know everybody's not a big hockey nut like maybe we are.
Yeah, I would say I'm a hockey nut because both my kids played in it and both of them are doing well. But as you just said, you know, it's 14 kids, 14 forwards. I got to say forwards. So it's a 25-person roster.
Right.
You got 14 forwards, three goalies, and then eight defensemen. So that's who traveled with the team. So, again, you're talking the whole United States. How many players are born in 2002 and 2003 that play hockey in the United States, and you're one of the ones selected. So, yeah, it's a pretty big deal, especially coming out of Jackson. There's been a few others in the past that have came out and been pros. But, it's a big accomplishment. Very proud of him.
So you guys are flying out later in the week, Jeff?
We'll be leaving the morning of the 26th. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Absolutely.
So as a parent, I want to be there and be part of it. So we'll be there for the full 12 days, and, well, hopefully 12 days. Gold medal is January 5th. So if you're there the duration, it's the 26th to January 5th. But I'd probably, like, it's just out of respect to the other team, stay and watch the game anyways, because, as you said, I'm a hockey nut. And even if it's not the United States, unfortunately, I would probably most likely still stay and watch because they have the bronze. The third, fourth place game also takes place on the 5th earlier in the day. So I'm hoping we're at least competing for that.
I know the Red Wings have been very impressed with Carter's start at the University of Denver.
Yes, we ran into, again, for the hockey people, Dan Cleary used to play for the Red Wings. He's in charge of player development, which is like 32 players. Carter's one of the 32 because he's in their
system.
He's been drafted, and we talked to Cleary during Parents Weekend when Miami of Ohio came in, because there was four Red Wings on the ice at that time, and he had nothing but positive things to say. Just keep working harder, get stronger, and things are looking very bright for Carter right now. As long as he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to be his own worst enemy. He's just got to keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah, is he enjoying Denver, though?
Loves it. Decision to go to Denver. Smaller school, great conference, great coaching staff. And most importantly, as he did some homework, their strength coach is highly. He needs to be somewhere else. He's that good. He really is. His name, they call him Shawzy, and he works with other teams in Denver as far as the soccer and lacrosse, but he's also in charge of the hockey, and my kid just speaks very highly of him as far as what they're doing, the work ethic, the gains he has made, a lot of progress, which is very important in the world of any sport.
Yeah. So have they talked to USA Hockey? Do they talk to the parents much at all to prep them? Or
I will openly say that's one very frustrating part is obviously these guys are now considered men.
Yeah.
So back in the day when you're 14, 15, the parents got all the information as far as hotel, lodging, and all that. This is very, very limited. You know, they're in touch with you as far as tickets, how many tickets do you need, and names and emails. They did give us some lodging, hotel places, because you can't stay where the team stays. But other than that, it's basically you're going through your kid on what'd you get, how's practice, how's it going, how's the coaching staff. You just ask your kid a lot of questions. And with today's technology, you're pretty much on it, because they got a lot of swag, unbelievable amount. I mean, their skates, you can pull it up online. You got to look at their skates. Some have the American flag. Some say Team USA with the flag and the eagle. they're pretty sharp.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I think fair to say, corporate money invested into this.
Well, yes and no. But for all the hockey fans out there, as you know, I play men's hockey, and you have to pay $45 every year to USA. Well, now I think I know where my $45 is going. So for all you guys who wonder where you're for, I know there's some insurance things that helps with USA Hockey, but it goes to Plymouth. And I know there's also USA Hockey in Colorado. I think a lot of it goes for this type of program. There's no question it does. But I think it's money well spent. Hopefully they represent the USA well. And this tournament should be, I mean, a lot of people watch it. A lot of people do pay attention to this tournament.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the U.S. won last year. They beat Canada 2-0 in the final. And that was a huge deal. And I think there's about a half dozen kids back from that team, aren't there, Joe?
Yeah, I was just looking. There's six of them that are coming back. And that's one thing Carter said. It's because you compete against these kids over the last 3-4 years in various situations, various games. And all of a sudden you're coming together to gel as one. And he did say it's not necessarily older guys. It's guys that were there last year and it was in the same location. So that's been very helpful to help. You know, just kind of keep things calm and help you gel even quicker that there are six guys returning that played last year. Because obviously last year you had kids who were born in 2001 and 2002, so the 2002s were younger. Where this year it's 02, 03s.
You know much about the coaching staff?
I just know the head coach is from Providence, and he coached last year. So to have a return coach and the coaching staff return says a lot about him, that he must have enjoyed it. And again, United States won, so he might have a good formula or a good direction. So to put someone like that back-to-back, I think was a great choice. And I'm personally glad that he did take the job again with the staff in order to try, you know, make a run at doing this duplication, which hasn't been done again since 2009.
You're not nervous, are you?
No. Just play your game. That's all I say. Just do what you do. You don't have to change anything. What you're doing is working. And just enjoy the moment. Take it in. You know, if you play, you're not going to play. I know my kid's not going to play horrible. Just do what you do and see how things fall out. And like I said, it's just another quote feather in your cap to continue moving towards your dream of playing in the NHL. You know, if you don't have a great tournament, it doesn't mean anything per se.
Right.
It can definitely help you, but I don't see it hurting you. But you're playing with the creme of the creme. Just to be on the team says a lot. I know the Red Wings are very proud of that as well because they've done some interviews of them and put some stuff on their social media as well to talk it up.
It'll be cool because, you know, Jackson's a pretty big hockey town and everybody will be watching.
I've talked to a lot of friends because I play Mondays and Thursdays, and a lot of them, they know more about hockey than I do. Like I said, I didn't play hockey growing up, but they've all watched World Juniors for years. And like I said, the times aren't that bad, and to see a kid that you've skated against, because Carter will come in and play with us on Mondays. He did during the summer quite a bit. So a lot of those guys personally know him as a person in the locker room, which makes it even more kind of a bigger deal for him.
Well, have a safe flight. I hope you get across the border. Take a mask with you.
Yeah. You know, the fear I have is I just learned this, is before you fly back, you have to get tested.
Yeah.
If you test positive, stay 10 days in Canada on your own dime.
You're stuck.
So I'm glad I'm in the rental business and I can sleep in, and I got 10 more days in Canada.
You get a lot of sleep.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Lord, we're slightly worried about that, but again, those are things you can't control.
Right.
You go, you roll the dice, and whatever happens, happens. I'm just happy right now that they haven't, A, canceled it, or B, made it no fans like they did last year, because that would be difficult. But
call me if you get stuck up there.
You can come get me. I'll walk across Montana or Idaho somewhere.
I got a friend up there who's in the mounted police, and maybe he'll sneak you across.
I might have to try that.
Hey,
I appreciate
thanks,
you getting me on again.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
You have a good morning.